This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 23rd, Gillette Stadium. Game week, AFC East battle for first place between the 2-0 Buffalo Bills and the 2-0 New England Patriots. One of these things belongs here, one of them doesn't. That'll just be the Bills.
That was a very Fred Kirsch-like open right there.
Why? I didn't stumble, bumble, and fumble.
All the words were there. They weren't quite in the right syntax and order and whatnot.
Well, normally you're supposed to have like four things. Three of these things go together. One of these things just doesn't belong. You know, Sesame Street.
Now it's time to play our game.
Patriots.com roster report. Paul Perillo alongside myself, Andy Hart. Lots of big moves to get to this week, so we'll jump right into the action, Paul. Patriots signed defensive back Philip Adams. And defensive lineman Landon Cohen, big PFW guy. We always like to keep an eye on him on the training camp fields. He was with the team a little bit last year. He's back. Unfortunately, he's back because two players went on injured reserve. Center Dan Copen with his leg injury, and with a shoulder injury, defensive lineman Myron Pryor, who previously had a groin injury but apparently got a shoulder injury last week against the Chargers, and his season is over. Paul Perillo, obviously the Copen move leaves the team thin on the interior offensive line. Not only are you down a starter, but it forces Dan Conley into the starting lineup at center, and you lose your primary backup at both guard positions. Are you more concerned with the loss in the starting lineup or with the loss of the depth?
Depth. Absolutely. I think that it's a good question because I think Dan Copen, as Belichick said today and you mentioned, he's a guy you relied on. You know, you almost take him for granted, as Bill said. But at the same time, I almost take a guy like Dan Conley for granted, too. I know that as a backup, he is capable of filling in and starting, and there's not a huge drop-off there. So I've seen enough. He played half of the Miami game. He played the whole San Diego game. Particularly the San Diego game, I thought, you know, against a pretty good defense with the Chargers. Didn't seem like they had a ton of problems with him out there. I thought it was seamless, making all the calls. I got a chance to hear some of the television broadcast. You know, Andy, the centers on some games can be wired up now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was wired up for that San Diego game. You could hear him, you know, barking out all the protections and letting Tom know, we're going diamond here or whatever, you know, the case may be. So I think that they're okay with the starting lineup, but I am a little bit concerned, especially if Ryan Wendell is not 100%. I think he's a guy who could fill in a pinch, but he hasn't been healthy with that calf problem, and I'm not sure what else is left behind him.
Yeah, they're a little thin if it starts to trickle down, more injuries creep up, but hopefully, knock on wood, they will stay healthy moving forward, at least until Wendell can get healthy and they have a little more depth. Then, just yesterday, the Patriots made a swapping of linebackers at the bottom of the roster. They released A.J. Eads, who they'd claimed from Miami earlier this season, and signed Jeff Tarpinian off the practice squad. Jeff Tarpinian, who'd been here in training camp and was a fan favorite on some level, or certainly a Boston Globe favorite. Our friend Greg Bedard was all over him, and a pair of Iowa linebackers. What do you make here of the switch of these guys? Break it down for us. Break it down.
All I can tell you is, for whatever reason, I have no idea, and I'm not saying that he's wrong because I just haven't seen him, but Bill Belichick has clearly taken a liking to Jeff Tarpinian. Now, we haven't seen him do a thing. He's been limited greatly throughout training camp, and obviously since then we're no longer allowed to watch practice, so we don't know what he's doing. But he has he stuck with him on the active roster for a little while when he wasn't healthy enough to play as an undrafted rookie free agent. I think that's pretty impressive. And then he goes to the practice squad. As soon as they can get him back, they now swap him out. So clearly Belichick likes Jeff Tarpinian, and I don't know why, and I'm not saying he's wrong, but we just haven't seen it yet.
A dumb question here. Could they put Eads on the practice squad? I would assume he has eligibility.
He spent last year on IR. Is that right?
Right.
So, yeah, right? Because that's not it's the games. It's not the accrued seasons. It's
my
games.
My guess is he could end up here on the practice squad.
Although, worth noting that they did replace that spot on the practice squad. I don't know if you went through all of the
no, I haven't.
Yesterday.
But Yeah, that changes for.
No, I know, but I mean, just if you had plans to put him right on the practice squad, I would think that you wouldn't have been so hot to get that practice squad filled spot filled with a guy who they just worked out to, you know, recently. I think, what's the guy's name?
Who?
The new practice squad.
I haven't announced
defensive
him yet.
Back.
That's why you don't know his
that's
name.
Why I'm asking
You're
you.
You're stepping all over my lines here. My line here
that,
is next.
That's
to
why I'm
the
asking
squad.
You. I'm asking you.
You done, or you want me to announce
I'm,
the guy who's
I'm
on the
I'm
practice
asking
squad?
You who the guy is.
Cornerback Josh Victorian.
Victorian. They actually worked him out earlier in the week.
5'10", 190 pounds, went to training camp with Baltimore after signing with the Ravens as a rookie free agent out of Louisiana Tech. And I wanted to go back just for a minute to Philip Adams, who actually has some playing experience. Obviously, they signed him to the active roster. With all the injuries in the secondary, Lord only knows if he's going to be thrust into action. He's 5'11", 192, was a seventh-round pick in San Francisco out of South Carolina State. Played in 15 games last season with 13 tackles and a pass defense. So he has a little bit of NFL competitive experience on his resume.
Correct. And he spoke today in the locker room. I think Eric Scalavino was in on that. So you might see some words from him later today on Patriots.com.
Very exciting. You'll also see the Friday injury report on Patriots.com. But we will talk a little bit about the Thursday injury report and some of the big names that are on there and how that may play into the 46-man game day roster on Sunday at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo, or Orchard Park, if you want to be more specific, greater Buffalo area. Patrick Chung did not practice on Thursday, reportedly had thumb surgery. We saw him wearing a black cast not only at the end of the game against the Chargers, but moments ago as he had his helmet and pads on in the locker room to run out to the field, he still had a black cast on his right hand slash wrist slash thumb area. Paul Perillo, gut instinct, does he play?
No. But
I'm going the other way. My gut instinct tells me he will be on the field.
Buffalo. He's going to give it a shot. I guess Mike Reese, you know, caught this, and we had saw it. We had seen it.
You probably should. That would be proper.
Correct. So we had seen it, and then we immediately tweeted that out, Andy and I. And shortly thereafter, he just came out real quick, grabbed his helmet, and ran. He got dressed inside the trainer's area, so we didn't see him get dressed, but we did notice that they were preparing to do that, and then he went right out of the locker room. Mike Reese real quick asked him if he had a shot this week, and he just said, I'm keeping it on the low, I'm keeping it down low. So
R. Kelly,
I don't know, I don't know what he's going to do. My guess is they're trying to give Buffalo another thing to think about.
Along those lines, Aaron Hernandez did not practice on Thursday with the knee injury, reportedly a sprained MCL, which could keep him out of action based on all these reports anywhere from, you know, a week to the rest of his life, basically. A lot of variance on those reports. But he actually had some people go to his locker today to get his clothes, popped his head out of the trainer's room after walking through without a perceived limp on Thursday. A lot of speculation there that he will play, he won't play, is he hurt, how hurt is he? That is definitely one we'll have to wait and see as it plays out, but my gut there tells me he's going to miss a little bit of time here for a couple weeks, and be interesting to see how the offense flows without him, because Dan Gronkowski also missed practice on Thursday with a hamstring injury after being limited on Wednesday. He is your third tight end, obviously your number two Gronk on the team.
Right.
And Taylor Price remains on the injury report with a hamstring injury. We saw him coming out of the training room with his shorts pulled up, looked like he got it worked on today. So as they try to fill out the depth of the receiver positions and the weapons for Tom Brady, some of the options are still banged up, and maybe, just maybe, Ocho Cinco falls into that role as seeing more significant playing time in the spread sets.
Well, I would think that he would see some more time in any regard. I don't know exactly how. I think there might be, you know, we talked about on PFW in Progress, you know, maybe even a guy like Julian Edelman might get thrown out there, or they could just change things up a little bit. But, yeah, I think you're right, Andy. I think you're going to have to see a little bit more of Ocho this week in terms of the number of snaps that he's involved in, because I think Hernandez has been a major part of that offense in the first 2 weeks.
He has definitely been a major part of that offense, and a guy who's expected to be a major part of the defense did not practice on Thursday. Albert Haynesworth was out of action with a back injury, had not been on the injury report on Wednesday. that is a bit of a concern as they lose Myron Pryor, who's some of your depth there. There's been such a rotation on the defensive line that they seem to be happy with being able to rotate those bodies out there. Be a bit concerning if you lose one of the major players in that rotation, Paul Perillo.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, because that's the way they've done it. And Sean Ellis, I thought, made an interesting comment yesterday when asked about that rotation with the defensive line, and just saying, you know, kind of asked me about it later in the year, I think Eric talked about. And, I take that as maybe him saying he kind of wants to play more snaps, but right. Maybe he'll feel better later in the year, and then he'll look back and say, well, now I'm glad that we did that. And
that actually struck me against San Diego. At one point I looked on the sideline, and Haynesworth, Ellis, and Ocho Cinco were all standing next to each other. And I was thinking, that's kind of a photo. It's part of the huge offseason, you know, the big trades and the money involved with guys like Ellis and Ocho Cinco, and they're all just standing there waiting for a coach to say, go ahead, guys, get in there. So it's great depth to have if you look at the positive side of it. I guess if you looked at the downside from their perspective, is their big name, big contribution players who probably would like to be on the field as much as possible.
And we deal with the roster on Fridays, and you talked a lot about that injury report, Andy, and roster spots. Keep in mind, we're heading into week three here. In three more weeks, we're going to have the possibility of adding two more pieces to that with Ron Brace and Brandon Dedrick, who are on PUP. So maybe that rotation can continue as we move on if there's more injuries. Now, if everybody that's around now stays healthy, I'm not sure you need reinforcements, because, as you mentioned, you had guys like Haynesworth, Ellis, Wilfork. Kyle Love has been a good part of that as well. Mark Anderson as a sub rusher. I think you're pretty solid right now.
As we finish up with the injury report here, a couple other big names on there that we should note. Sebastian Vollmer did not practice on either Wednesday or Thursday with a back injury. Obviously, he missed the opener, giving Nate Solder the chance to make his NFL debut with the start in Miami. Last week, Vollmer was back at right tackle. Solder got a lot of run as the third tight end. So not only would it be logical to assume that Solder will be back at right tackle, you have a little depth issue in your multiple tight end sets with Hernandez out of action,
Gronkowski,
and potentially Gronkowski. Dan, not Rob.
Yes.
Rob very much healthy and happy, but you only have one truly healthy
very
tight
happy,
end. Very
way,
happy.
Rob.
Good mood in the locker room. Good mood in his interview on Patriots Football Weekly.
And
on
you
Comcast
need to check
television.
That out. You need to check that out. That'll be posted on Patriots.com shortly.
Rob Gronkowski talks to a PFW midget is how we will slug it if we have to preview it anywhere, because I look tiny next to him. And other injuries to keep an eye on. I saw Rasai Dowling in the locker room. He's been limited with a hamstring injury. Kyle Arrington was in the locker room, missed practice on Wednesday, but was back after a concussion for Thursday's practice, which is obviously a good sign that he was cleared to get on the field. And Zoltan Mesko was in the locker room talking to the media today. Team has tried out punters, but has not added anybody to the roster. Bill Belichick said in his morning press conference, we'll see how it goes today. And if he can't handle the load, they'll have to figure something else out.
Correct.
But it sounds like he's going to handle the load, if I had to guess.
Correct.
Anyway, for Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart putting the wraps on another Patriots.com roster report. Swapped out some linebackers. Dan Copen went on IR. Myron Pryor went on IR. The depth is being challenged with what is becoming a lengthy injury report. And anytime there's news of that nature dealing with the roster, we'll be here each and every Friday throughout the season to bring you up to date.
Peace out.